Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is abundantly clear in the scripture record that Jesus Christ has obtained eternal redemption for his people. He has justified them with his blood, thereby delivering them from the condemnation of the law. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. All that the elect sons of God have ever needed, he has supplied. The psalmist said, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts." So the hope of God's children is not in anything of their own doing, not their choice, not their obedience, not their willingness, nor their conformity to certain creeds, but rather their hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He is their righteousness eternally. God has loved his people before the foundation of the world. They have always been approved in his sight because they have always been seen in the righteousness of Christ. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. He is their righteousness temporally, not temporarily. He has become their righteousness in the temporal world in which we live. But when fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He has justified his elect according to the law, which it pleased him to subject them to in the first place. He is now both just and their justifier. He is their righteousness finally. We look for no other standard whereby we might find acceptance with him, except that which he has provided without our participation. Through the ages to come, the saints of God shall glorify his name, and the testimony shall ring out forever that he is our righteousness. And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Do you hunger and thirst for his righteousness?